The primary elections for governor are still months away, but Tennesseans have already gotten a taste of it.
America loves an underdog, those who face unbeatable odds.
The Eagles from Philadelphia and the Patriots from Boston, two patriotic names. It's too bad that the league doesn't respect the patriotism of our national anthem.
I waved goodbye to Carol Ann and my four-year-old as they rode off on horseback. I found my daughter later, crying alone. Then I found Carol Ann.
The Republican candidates to follow Governor Bill Haslam have been hitting television sets with some high-profile ads. WPLN's Chaz Sisk unpacks what they're trying to say in their first pitches to voters.
Franklin businessman Bill Lee is a newcomer to politics. He's better known for the home services company that bears his family name. So in introducing himself to Tennessee voters, Lee tries to link an important moment in his life, the death of his first wife years ago, to that well-known business.
As we put life back together, my goal became to create the best place to work for 1,200 hardworking plumbers, pipe fitters, and electricians.
MTSU professor Kent Seiler teaches a class on political advertising. He's showing all of this season's political ads to his students. So far, that spot from Bill Lee has been their favorite.
It is beautifully shot, and it does an excellent job of telling a story and how his life experience will impact the kind of governor he'll be.
Storytelling is essential this early in the campaign, experts say. Voters are only beginning to tune in, and for many, these will be their first impressions of the candidates. That's why Lee's one-minute spot avoids any talk of the issues. Instead, he goes for sentiment. Less effective, in the experts' opinion, was Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd's first spot. Rather than telling a story, Boyd chooses instead to tick through a series of hot-button issues.
Randy Boyd believes the right to life comes from God, not the government. That all Tennesseans who can work should work, not permanently live on welfare. That illegal is illegal.
Boyd's aim seems to be to reassure conservative voters that he's not too moderate for the Republican nomination, says Vanderbilt political scientist John Geer.
From a policy point of view, his ad's probably the richest. He's trying to send a pretty clear signal about how he's going to run this race.
A similar approach is taken in the first ad for Beth Harwell, the Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives. It features ordinary people holding signs touting her accomplishments, followed by a shot of her with the Speaker's gavel.
For Beth Harwell, actions speak louder than words. Harwell doesn't just talk conservative. She gets it done.
The most unusual early ad comes from Diane Black. She spent some $50,000 on a 30-second spot that aired just before the Super Bowl. And rather than mention herself or her campaign, she chose to focus on a single issue, the controversy in the NFL over whether players should be allowed to kneel during the national anthem.
So tonight, wherever you are watching this game, please stand for the Star-Spangled Banner and join me in standing up for veterans.
The Black campaign named the ad patriotic, a pretty clear description of what she was aiming for. But Geer feels like it was a wasted opportunity.
At the end of the day, the people who are going to win this race, whether it be on the Democratic or the Republican side, are going to make a case about why they're going to be the next governor who's going to make a difference in the state. And she's just playing to patriotism, which is totally fine, but it's not the beginning of a compelling narrative, frankly.
But Diane Black and Randy Boyd have since started to tell their stories. In recent days, they've both released conventional introductory spots that describe their early struggles before making it in business and politics. The success of their campaigns and those of the other candidates for governor may hinge on how well they build on those stories through the election season and connect with Tennessee voters. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.